Is he helping you? Check.
Yeah, yeah. This is what happens. I drive and you get out. Okay. That's what we do. That's what we do here in the van on the podcast. You ready to do this real quick? Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in a cargo van full of stuff is
Esmeralda Leon.
And we're driving around in a van. And I'm very, very tired, so we're going to make this one a little short because I need to get coffee to stay awake. Hey, that mom has tattoos all over her breasts. You can see because she had a low-cut top on.
That's what happens here in Lincoln Square.
Women with breasts? What the? Was that you?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's my phone when I have a message of some sort.
It sounded a little futuristic and far in the past.
No, it was a Twitter. Twitter. That's the name of the sound. So it's a bird twittering.
Oh, fuck. So every time your Twitter just updates?
No. It's just the sound.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
We almost were sideswiped.
Wow, that man has children in the back. He hates his child.
He didn't care.
That's insane.
And he also has a temporary license plate.
Yep, that's a man on the run. Hey, temporary plate 143LO30. A Ford Taurus, looks to be about a 97.
Anyone in the DMV, look it up.
That's an awful man. He's got a child in the back. We were slowly.
And he doesn't have a turn signal on.
No,
he doesn't.
He's
in a turn lane.
Yeah, there's no. You can't go straight. Oh, he's taking a right in a left turn lane.
I think you can turn here.
Holy
sure.
God.
But it probably helps to have a turn thing.
Well, we're alive, so that's good. Anyways, we're going to be doing this. I need a coffee, so. Have you done anything like this before?
A podcast in a cargo van?
Yeah, podcast in a cargo van.
No.
No, you haven't?
Oh,
you
no.
haven't lived. It's amazing. I've been doing them all day.
This is going to be like taxi cab confession.
Taxi cab confession. What? What? 7-Eleven?
Oh, well, I saw you at a 7-Eleven.
No, my God, that was awful. No, we're going to Dunkin' Donuts because it's between 3 and 7. Anyways, that's the first part of many, many parts. Keep listening, blah, blah, blah. Hello, everybody. You're back in the van, and we are headed to not where we're at. We're going to West Loop. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good? I'm very tired. That's the theme.
You're running on coffee.
My throat is starting to hurt, and I really want to smoke cigarettes.
Because of the coffee, or?
No, probably the cigarettes. It's worth it. It's totally worth it. And I mean that in sincerity. Hey, look at it. What's that called?
A piece of furniture.
No, the piece of furniture. Don't be a dick.
I didn't see it.
It's an armoire. It's an armoire. Want an armoire?
You should steal it.
That's a Seinfeld episode. Remember with the armoire and the guys that were gay and one looked like Antonio Banderas?
Oh, and they stole it.
They stole it. They bullied Kramer. Crazy guy. He was on the hit TV show Fridays. The show Fridays? It was ABC's answer to SNL. Listen, lady, I'm driving a van.
She's not even looking at you.
She's a mean lady. A lot of white people in this neighborhood.
Straight ahead.
A lot of whites that can't drive. That's what I'm learning. Jesus.
If they made a drink that was cigarettes.
No.
But it didn't taste like cigarettes. It just had all
the... You mean like the addicting properties of cigarettes?
Yes. Well, everything that you want out of a cigarette, but
the ability to look cool and know if a woman is easy?
Yes.
Then no, I wouldn't drink that.
You wouldn't drink it. What if
the chase is over?
What if smoke came out of the can as you drank it?
That would just be weird. Not that smoking isn't extremely odd. Do you know why I started smoking? I got a dumb reason, but at least I got a reason.
To be cool?
Not at all. I hate the way I sound. And specifically my singing voice.
Oh, you should have taken the advice that was given to Rock Hudson.
What was that?
Which is, I believe, he had a sore throat.
Wait, Rock Hudson the actor?
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't have that deep voice before. And they told him, I think when he had a sore throat, or when he had something with his throat, I guess sore throat.
Uh-huh.
They had him just go out in the middle of nowhere and just yell.
I do that every fucking night. Usually it's recorded.
Yes, but is your throat sore?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it.
But not sore from the yelling.
Well,
I think it has to be...
I was already yelling in the band.
I think it has to be some sort of condition or a sore throat or something, so your throat's already in a delicate state.
I'm always in a delicate state. Hey, look at that girl's got leg warmers on. Or no, is it boots?
Those are boots.
Those are boots.
She's wearing pink rubber boots.
Pink rubber boots lady waiting
or
at...
No, wait.
Damon and... Where are we? Diversi.
Damon, Diversi, and Clyde.
Waiting for the number 50 bus at 5:10 on Wednesday in the afternoon. We see you.
It's going to be like a missed connection.
We see you, lady, with your pink boots. Is that Sabina? Is it?
I don't know.
I can't tell anymore.
They're not rubber boots. I think they're real boots.
You think they're real boots?
I think they are. Oh, they're pink boots.
We know her? We got to know her.
I can't see her. That would be funny if it
we need it. Are you an intern?
Our friend Sabina.
Our friend Sabina. That's a foreign film of ours. Our friend Sabina.
With pink boots on.
If, oh man, this is the saddest beggar in the city right there. She has a very rough life, and I am now sad. So thanks a lot, Merle.
I got a few of those.
Sad people?
Well, in
there's
my,
sad beggars.
My sad beggars on on Broadway by my house.
Yeah, you live in a bad neighborhood.
It's not that bad.
When you have to say that, when you have to say that, it is that bad.
Although someone did get shot.
Come on.
They found him in an alley.
That kid doesn't have a shirt on. He's going to get cold.
He's dead.
Hey, Hawaii 5-0 billboard next to Hellcats billboard. TV billboards with Scott Kahn.
I like that everyone in the Hawaii 5-0 used to be from really successful television shows.
When was Scott Kahn in?
Well, he wasn't, but everyone else was.
He was in movies with Ben Affleck. No, with Casey Affleck.
Everyone else was. That chick, she's from Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
The Asian fella, mm-hmm. He's from Lost. And that other guy, I don't know who he was.
So you're a liar.
Actually, I think he was in The Backup Plan with Jennifer Lopez.
That's a movie. Esmeralda, a movie.
But I'm assuming it was successful.
Is The Backup Plan about her butt?
With
get
middle-aged
it? She's got a big
women.
Butt. Walk-up window open 4 to 8 p.m. at Vienna Beef Hot Dogs, everybody. Get your hot dog needs met at Vienna Beef Hot Dogs. Hey, Vienna Beef, ads, give us money.
I was about to say that I heard that they're not more, that they're not any cheaper there.
No, why would they be cheaper?
Because you would think you're getting it direct from the source.
No, you're getting it direct from the source. It's probably the, like, least amount of shelf time. You should pay more.
Well, but then I don't know. You think no middleman.
You know what? I'd love to do a road trip with all of our listeners.
With all of them?
With all of you.
Shove them in the van?
All of you. Get in this cargo van. That'd be a fun trip.
That'd be weird. We'd have to get like a bus, a school bus.
That would make the night go by quicker. I want to go to the Sprecher Brewery.
Ooh.
Just outside of Milwaukee. Kelsey and I went last fall. Fucking great.
I just had one.
It's good if you don't drink, because it's also soda.
Yeah. I just had a Sprecher root beer last
like
night.
It? Where'd you get it?
At the Fireside Restaurant. And Lounge.
Hey, thanks for not coming to the brain last night. That was awesome.
Yeah,
could have used your health. Yeah, you forgot. We never do events. Thanks a lot, Merle.
Just realized.
You know, you would have got money if you were there.
When I saw pictures.
You would have got money if you were there.
You know, it's not all about money.
Yeah, it is.
No. Because if it was, I wouldn't be doing this.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
So.
Thanks, Merle. You're the best.
Well, it's true.
Let's talk about ReComedy. I don't know. Do you know anything about this?
No.
ReComedy is this magazine that we're kind of co-thinging, sponsoring, friends with.
All right.
Christy Mangel. It's Mangel. I like mispronouncing her name the same way I like mispronouncing your name. You know Christy.
Am I her Facebook friend?
I'm sure you're Facebook friends. You're good FFs. Hey, the lady's got red hair. We're friends with them, and they put an ad in their great publication, which is coming out this Wednesday, not today, probably the next Wednesday that you're listening to this, and it's going to be at Kohl's, and you can order the magazine online, and it'll be in a few select stores as well, and it's great. It's a magazine only about stand-up it's also about sketch. It's about comedy. It's just straight-up comedy magazine, and there aren't many out there, and it's really, really well-written. And
so, wait, is this like an industry?
I mean, it's for everyone. It's not written for comics by comics. It's not like that.
That'd be odd. They have tips on how to...
How to get another free drink. Yeah.
How to get rid of hecklers.
Well, that is easy. I'm very good at that.
Yes, but you could get a whole article written on it. Tips on how to
do
this. And I don't think comedy... Does the comedy world have an industry magazine?
I'm sure. There's got to be. I'm trying really not to make a shitty joke about alcoholism right now. Because comics are drunks. And they're
not all of them.
All the good ones are drunks, and I love them all.
That's not true.
That's not a drunk. The Putterballs aren't drunks.
There you go.
Actually, are any of the female comics drunks? The male comics are drunks, the good ones.
Yeah.
Are. And they're my favorite. That's not true. I'm just talking to stay awake.
Although I heard, I was watching The View today.
Why?
Because it was on TV. It was on after Oprah.
I hate you.
I was watching Oprah.
The Big O.
But they were talking about women and addiction. Okay. And you don't see it so much with women. Or you do, but you never hear about it.
Yeah, eating disorders aren't. What is an eating disorder? What's an disorder?
That's not an addiction.
It's not an addiction?
No.
I don't want to get into this.
I think it's a disease.
I don't want to get serious.
Although addiction is a disease. But I don't think you're... Well, I guess you could be addicted to being thin.
I think equal amounts of people are addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah, but they're thinking... Well, you know, they're talking more hard drugs and boozy.
Oh. Like the heroin?
Yes. Like the kind of stuff you have to go to rehab for.
Yeah.
Not smoking.
Yeah. I see your point.
But it's more hidden.
So you were watching The View, eh? Do you watch The View often?
Kinda.
Do you feel bad when you watch The View? Like, I should be doing more with my life?
No.
Why
not?
Because
it's in the morning.
Exactly. You should be at work.
I don't do anything in the morning.
You should be at work.
I watched The View when I was at work.
Jesus Christ. Do you only work jobs where you can watch The View? I gotta either work before or after The View.
Or during.
Or during. Where I can watch The View.
I need a TV.
Do you have a little TV on your phone? Do you have that kind of phone?
No. I don't think I do. No.
To watch The View? Do you like The View?
Kind of.
Isn't that their... No, stop and enjoy The View. That's their slogan.
Yeah, no, take time
to enjoy The View.
And what's her face said it? What's her name?
Meredith Vieira?
No, she's not on there anymore.
I know.
Oh, what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi!
She said it.
Take time and enjoy The View.
But she said it, so...
Just fucking watch The View.
Yeah, she was. She was like, take time and enjoy The View. Thank you.
And then she spikes the mic.
It was, you know, you
got
think
real punk rock on The View.
Put a little
later
more feeling into it.
Yeah, that's what's lacking on The View. Feeling. There's not enough feelings written on
apparently
The View. Really?
They're going through the motions now.
Bling, bling! Let's see who's saying what. Kevin Lee's working tomorrow. He's not too hungover tomorrow,
are
everybody.
Are people Twittering us?
Yeah, we're doing the live show. So Kevin Lee, you'll hear on the podcast in the future. We're going to find out why he couldn't work today. Hint, he was too hungover to work.
That's not really a hint.
Well, how hungover? What did he do? Oh, what kind of drugs did he do? Was it just alcohol?
Maybe it's a love hangover.
Nope, it was drugs. I'm going to put all my money on drugs.
Now, those I don't like. Those
what?
Beggars over there.
Oh, the
those punk
the kids that if they just apologized to dad, they wouldn't be begging?
Yeah. They always have a dog with them. I feel worse for the dog.
I agree.
Than I do those kids.
I feel bad for me walking by them. Because I have to listen to that shitty, shitty banjo that they're playing. Is it a banjo? No, it's a ukulele.
Guitar.
It's a lute, actually.
Where'd they fucking get a lute?
They got a lute, everybody. The beggars on Six Corners in Wicker Park have a lute.
You'd
so
think they would sell the lute.
Go check
really
out the beggars on Six Corner, LUTE. They're playing a lute.
If they were really poor, they would have sold that thing.
Yeah,
by
poor
now.
People don't have lutes, beggars. learn that.
They don't.
Yeah. I'm very upset with those beggars right now. With all their lutes. I don't even have a fucking lute.
Yeah.
That thing's got like 12 strings.
I don't got half a lute.
Do you know how much strings cost? Lute strings gotta be expensive. I wonder if they have a sponsorship deal.
With the loot.
Maybe they're just marketers.
Yeah,
and they're marketing the loots.
Viral marketing for loots.
Did you ever think of when you were on the loop to do a loop hour?
Loop with the loot?
Loot on the loop.
Loot's got loops.
Ooh, that sounds like a disease.
The loop's got loops. I don't think there's a lot.
The loop has lupus.
I think it'd be way too much.
Did you ever have like a stop lupus marathon?
No.
You should have.
I don't think so. Stop.
Has
the loop
ever done anything fun?
Yes.
What? Name one thing besides Loop Girl, because that's not fun. That's
that
just
wasn't,
weird.
No.
How was that? So, did you have to work with the Loop Girl?
Yeah.
What did that mean? Like, what did she do?
Well, they would have her on the show sometimes.
Did she giggle a lot?
Yeah, well, it depended on which one you got.
Were there any Loop Girls that were cool?
Yes.
Really?
Actually, the first one was very...
Is that the one that lives by John?
Yeah, she doesn't live there anymore.
What's her name?
Oh, no, that wasn't her, but
what's
she
her,
was a good one, too.
What's her full name and address?
I forget. I don't know where she lives. Her name was April.
April what?
I don't
know. Was that her real name?
Yeah.
I know an April.
She won also, I don't know what she's doing now. She's big time.
Is she,
oh, you know what
big
she does?
Time loop girl.
You know what she does?
No.
She's on WGN a lot. On the national station of WGN.
Oh, wow.
Good if you her. Get WGN America, she's always, you see her all the time.
You see her?
Yeah.
Oh, this. Like the WGN TV station, not radio.
Yeah.
Oh, the superstation.
Well, because she's a model. She's pretty.
I'm fucking pretty. I'm the prettiest girl there is.
No, but the first one, she was good because she actually, she knew what was going
she's
on.
She's like, I'm here to make money.
Exactly.
Look
she
at my
knew.
Tits. I'm done. She spike
knew,
the mic.
She knew the score.
The radio station to score? She was listening to the radio station to score?
But she knew what was happening.
By the way, Recomedy Magazine, let's get back. Hey, I can see that girl's bra. She's got a white shirt on and a pink bra, everybody. Walking down Damon Avenue.
Might have been intentional.
I think it was intentional. She just came from Dominic's, everybody. Dominic's Finer Foods. Employer of Phil Polgrzowski, who
oh,
is
really?
The star of The Shuffle, which is screening this Friday and Saturday at the Well Slept Film Festival in Portage Park, everybody. Do you know that?
Ooh, in the Portage Theater?
No, it's actually at a better theater. It's at this theater with a G, like the Grand Theater or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
It's it's a theater that's from 1930.
Oh, wow.
It's a movie palace. We're going to screen The Shuffle there.
I hear there's some fancy place to eat there.
Is there?
It's called The Portage.
All right.
It just
maybe
opened.
That's just the neighborhood.
No, no, no. They opened it there and they called it that because it's over there and it's like high-end dining.
I only like high-end dining, by the way. That's all I eat. I just have Dunkin' Donuts coffee, 7-Eleven coffee, cigarettes, and high-end dining. That's all I consume.
That'd be really good for you, though.
It's hurt a lot. Jesus
you need a
Christ.
Lozenge.
I need a lot. I need a lot of different things. Yeah, Recomedy Magazine, you should all buy that. It's very good. I saw the first issue. I saw a sneak. It's beautiful.
Is it glossy?
It is. It's really, it's full color. It's nice.
Oh, I like glossy magazines.
Yeah, yeah, fuck news. It's about pictures.
It is. And the feel of it.
I
when
just
it
like,
feels soft
I only
and
advertise
shiny.
Magazines that have a feel that I enjoy. And I didn't read any of this magazine. I don't even know what it's about. But the feel is magnificent.
You know what would be great? If magazines started putting smells and...
Sniff and scratch and sniff?
Yeah, and then things you could touch in the magazine.
I just took a sip of that coffee after I finished that cigarette. And it felt like a million degrees is trying to escape my chest.
Like little tufts of hair on people's chests.
I have the insides of an... I have an outside cat inside of me. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm a reverse. If you turn a cat inside out, you get me.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's insane.
Is that what cat's meows are? Is your
it's me. It's trying to escape my own body. Cats don't die. They turn into people.
They turn into you.
They turn into me.
All right.
Now there's 6 billion people of them. A million of them are me as cats.
God.
Inside out.
That's right.
All of China is just me.
Are they clones?
No, no, no. We're all individuals. We have our own thought process.
Oh, okay.
But if you look at our DNA, it's the exact same.
It all goes back to you.
The exact same strand of DNA.
Now,
I didn't know if you knew that.
Are you the original?
No, there's many. There's no. It's like what came first, the chicken or the egg. It doesn't matter. No one will ever know.
And if we slice you open, there is a cat pawing at your inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I die, I turn into a cat. So I never die, if you didn't know that.
So you flip.
I essentially flip.
Inside out.
Inside out. So if I cough enough, I just disappear and there's a cat in the room.
Okay.
It's awful. It's awful.
Do you got a lot of hairballs?
I have a ton of hairballs. That's all I cough out. And eat. That's why I can only eat finer foods. When I say finer foods, I meant fancy feast. Finer foods.
You mean kibble.
That's a dog food.
It's
you know that?
Say kibble. Dry food.
Okay, you gotta calm down. You don't know anything about my insides like I do.
I actually had a really ridiculous thought.
That wasn't
yesterday?
A ridiculous thought?
No,
all
yesterday.
Right.
This is even worse.
You have one ridiculous thought a day.
That was that one.
That was good.
Tomorrow, yesterday's was, I said, I wonder if cats know how to be considerate. Or no, just animals in general. Like, do they know how to be polite?
Yes, they greet you at the door, they take your coat.
Like, I wonder, like, do...
I'll pick up the check on this.
Like, a big thing of cats, like a big... Do they, you know, if new strange cats show up and they're friendly towards each other, are they like, hey, have some food?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all they do. They sit, they live in a cave. We're going to stop this for a little bit. All right, we're back. There's a horse yeah, walking where'd that come from? A man or just a carriage. But I like to think of it as a horse walking with a man.
That sounded like the horse had a leash
in its
teeth.
It's walking like a man.
No, but it sounded like the horse had a leash in its teeth and the man had a collar around its neck.
How long do you think it would take me on Google to find, or any search engine, not limiting myself to Google, to find that bondage photo?
2 minutes.
2 minutes total? Like, is do I have a good connection?
Oh.
That's another
thing. I wasn't thinking about that. I'm just thinking search.
Well, you didn't think enough, okay?
I'm not good at bets.
Vegas loves you. I'm going to get this chick. She don't know nothing about horse odds. You mean the races? No, no, no. Bondage photos of
searching.
Horses.
It's searching. Searching for Google horse bondage.
Oh, God. I wish I was a gambler right now. I'd make so much money off of you.
Ooh, we're on your street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're near me, where I live.
The Breakfast Club and Grill.
Near the tiny West Town apartment. No, it always looks closed.
It looks... I like that it's a house. And I like that there's a sign that says awning under construction, but there's nothing wrong with the, like, there's nothing to denote that they're fixing the awning.
Yeah, it just says a sign on the awning itself. That's why I always thought it was closed.
I see. They don't look very, yeah, and that open sign is not on.
Have you ever gone on a carriage ride?
No, because I feel bad for those horses.
Okay, good, so do I. Let's go eat some horses, by the way.
Some
I'd
horse,
eat horse
meat?
Is that venison or is that deer?
No, it's deer.
What's horse meat? Is it just horse meat?
I'm sure it has a name. The French have a name for it.
Oh, look at that shitty car with awesome rims. Look at that. Could you see that?
It was a little shiny, though.
They're a little shiny.
They shined it up.
Shiny rims on Chrysler LeBarons.
They actually used to,
You know, that's a new electronic. It's just a dance band.
LeBaron?
No, shiny rims on a LeBaron. On a Chrysler LeBaron.
Did it just form right now?
Yeah, it's formed right now. Okay. Pitchfork likes it. Now there's a backlash. Right now. It just happened.
Oh,
now that's over. It's over. Fuck them. They're dead.
That's not cool.
They're done. It's over. I'm busy.
That was quite a long journey.
It was a good ride.
Yeah.
They had 8 notes. They used 8 notes only in their entire career. Their ovia. Fuck.
So they weren't just a one-note band.
They were literally an 8-note band.
No, they used to manufacture horse
meat. Face construction, you're blocking my street. I'm learning a lot right now about driving and talking. I'm so fucking tired. How are you doing? Are you tired at all?
No.
You worked pretty early today. 11. You worked at 11. You work early tomorrow.
I woke up at 9.
I hate you right now. I was already at work at 9. Like an adult. Hungover. Not even hungover. I had 2 drinks last night. God. That was awful.
That you only had 2 drinks?
Yeah, it's like you're a bartender. Fucking drink.
Why?
Because that's the point. There's 3 reasons to bartend, and I'm not making a lot of money, I'm not single, I better get trashed.
We're not doing any of it.
Nope, it's pointless.
I see.
It's pointless. It's like being a priest and not giving the Eucharist. I was going to, you see, you thought I was going to say fuck kids. No, I'm not going blue. Giving the Eucharist, the holy sacraments of the Lord.
Yeah,
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, R.I.P.
You're gonna pour some
God,
out?
Fucking North Coast Festival's also blocking our streets.
Oh, that's right.
We'll be there, by the way.
I forgot that was at the same park.
Yeah, Esmeralda and I are gonna be coming to North Coast Fest this weekend. What that entails is we're gonna be there.
There's a lot of boom boom noise.
Boom boom. Like,
yeah,
boom,
essentially boom 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 boom.
Speaking of boom boom noises, you're gonna try to bang Moby, so that's gonna be a good. Are you gonna try?
No.
Could you tell me? Could you see? I can't see. With
go
my,
ahead.
Okay, good.
I can't do that.
Okay, let's say you're single.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John Shaw. Hey, John Shaw, your relationship's over. You pick that back up on Sunday, by the way.
I break up with him the second I see
Moby. You're currently broken up, John Shaw, so...
No. I'll do it the second I see Moby.
We're broken up!
And then...
bang, bang, bang.
If nothing happens, or if something does, the second I see John again, I go, we're back together again.
I was going to say something real lewd.
We're on a break.
I'm just gonna say
not
it.
Anymore.
I think I'm going to say it. He's going to bang banging you with his music or his vegan dick,
oh,
which is
boy.
Malnourished.
No, he's quite...
Spotty.
Oh, God.
What? That's the guy... That's your husband. That's your husband. You don't like his spotty dick? I'm tired, Esmeralda.
I hear he's quite a... He's a bit tubby.
You want to wait a second so the guy with the Cop Chicago shirt doesn't talk to you?
I didn't know that there is a that they made specific
shirts. I think that's a bootleg
from
cop
the
shirt.
The movie Cops.
That's not a movie.
The show.
The movie is Bad Boys. The show is Cops.
The movie is your life.
Jesus, that's sad.
Filmed on location.
My grandmother loved that show. That's how I knew I was white trash. Thanks, Grandma. She was off the boat. A shitty, shitty boat.
She just...
She came here to bang Moby and she never lived the dream.
Oh.
Live my grandma's dream, Merle. Bang Moby for her. That's a good point to stop
on. I wonder
on.
What's in that van.
Exactly. Hold on. Let me blast a song. Okay, that's White Room. That song's about cocaine.
It's White Room.
Cocaine. Cream.
Cream.
Cream. That's what Moby's gonna do.
God.
With his boom
boom. Do you think Cream got perms? Because they all have these big old curly froze.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because that's what I like when I think of blues music. White men with perms.
Because, I mean, like, right now... Eric Clapton does not have a head.
He had a perm?
Curly
he had
hair.
Curly hair back in the day?
He had a
You know what else he had back in the day? A son that didn't fall out of a window.
He did.
And then it fell out of the window. And
I
no
still
longer
want
it. Well, I guess he still has it.
How does that happen? It
doesn't run away. You write a lot of songs about cocaine.
Especially him. He's rich. Yeah. How are kids just falling out windows?
Because you don't shut them. Tears in Heaven's a song about air traffic control. Fuck Eric Clapton.
I can understand, like, poor kids falling out windows.
Aww.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the landlord might be shitty.
Oh, Mari DeRosa's got a giant bit about that.
But, I mean, come on, rich people.
What does he call it? The Little 9/11 is little kids falling out windows in poor neighbors.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Listen to Mari DeRosa.
Mari DeRosa, everybody, at the Hungry Brain, March 20... May, no, he said, what fucking month are we in? I went through two different seasons.
Oh, it's September now.
September 27th. The Hungry Brain with Daniel Knox and
September.
The dude Thomas Connor from the Chicago
September
Tribune.
September Rain. Well, it's what? November.
It's November Rain. It's September Girls by the band Big Star.
Who?
Fuck you, Big. You don't like Big Star?
No.
Really? And you do a talk show on an
hey,
indie bar.
Encore.
For Tasting More? No,
yeah,
it's a different encore.
Encore.
Is it the same encore?
It's the same encore.
O-N-C-O-R?
Yeah.
That's how it's spelled?
O-N-C-O-R.
Holy shit. By the way, potholes, everybody. We're driving over potholes. My friend used to live in this building.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really nice building.
Did he? I was going to say, did they live there when it was nice?
Yeah.
Did they live there when it was...
He moved
when
because
they were
he got married
squatting.
To a woman in the military.
Wow.
She was in the Marines, I think. She's a good lady. And
do
now,
I know this person?
Yeah. You see to be the drummer in Trouble Next to Memory.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
I don't know them
more potholes coming up. Here we go.
Boom, it's like boom, a ride.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's what's going to happen when you have Bone Moby. It's going to sound like that. Whoa, folks. It's going to sound like this. Sound effects on the show.
We're now an old-timey radio show.
I don't think they talked about this. They probably didn't. No one could understand them.
Well, yeah, they would say things like...
as long as they talk like that, it's fine. It's classy.
Something about ducks. In a
ducks
row.
In a row, banging ducks in a row. It's a train on ducks.
Oh God! I wonder if Mark Anthony's is any good.
It looks old school, which means it's probably racist.
It does.
That means I'll get a seat before you, Merle.
Great.
I'm white.
Have you ever been to Chinatown?
Yeah.
And gone into the neighborhood?
Yeah, all the time.
Have you seen that there's one there. Like Italian restaurant?
Yeah, I know.
Mart there.
Fuck. This is it. Hold on. Good time to stop. Go find that Chinese place, everybody. Can everybody hear the song? That's by a band called Fastball that no one listens to anymore.
Came down. Oh, I do.
You still listen to Fastball. It's on your playlist.
Yeah.
Do you have an iPod?
Yes.
Do you listen to Fastball all the time?
I do.
Do you really?
This? No, I listen to the other one called Out of My Head.
They have a song called Out of My Head. They have another song.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I'm learning a lot about the band Fastball, everybody. Fastball.
And they play small, you know.
Go check them out. You know what? Festivals. That's one of Conan O'Brien's favorite songs. He plays it all the time on guitar. Do you know why that is, Merle?
Which one? This? The
Way.
The Way.
It's very easy to play on guitar. It's very easy. Conan, not a good guitarist. Competent, maybe.
I'm sure he's not. He at least knows his strengths.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
Well, if he's playing The Way.
The Way, everybody. Rather than Fastball. Playing, the band Fastball.
Rather than, I don't know, playing Stairway to Heaven.
You know, and Merle, in 2 years, I'm going to be old enough
don't
to start.
Don't hit that man.
God damn it. Man, let me hit you.
With his cargo pants. His loose-fitting cargo pants.
I like how every single car, he waited. I love that. When you wait for the two cars that are on your side to go, I will wait and stop four cars in a row in rush hour. That's what I'm going to do.
I used to work in this neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, when I did movie previews, their offices were over this bridge.
I didn't know that.
And always have to get on the highway over to.
A fascinating story, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
A fascinating story.
There's a gas station over there, and I always thought.
There was.
I always thought it was a mafia front.
Hey, look at that. That's a former school or church right there. That's no longer in existence, everybody. On Peoria or something.
We should,
Where are we?
We should map this out.
I did.
And then people can do an audio tour.
No, they shouldn't.
With our podcast.
We went to, earlier today, I was in Lawndale. So I'm not going to have people do that because they'll die.
Well, you can do certain sections.
No, yeah, maybe.
They can do a driving audio tour. How about that? Just driving. That might be better than walking.
That might work.
Tree trunks. Pictures of tree trunks.
Oh, that's nice. Tree trunks.
But they were like ripped up tree trunks. Oh, someone has a home here.
Two homes. There's one across the street.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
They got like couches and stuff.
Yeah. Do you even have a couch?
Kinda.
Kind of? How do you not have a couch? That homeless man has a couch. Okay. Here we go.
Is this a home right here?
That's an art gallery type thing. No, wait. No, that's a business. What we just passed is an art gallery. We're in the artist district, everybody. That's just an art installation, if you didn't know. By the way, potholes, City of Chicago, fix these. I'm very busy. I can't do everything myself. Thanks, Daily.
I don't think anyone comes back here except Ryder vans.
Do you see how many businesses there are
and
around
us.
Here? It's all industrial shit. There's more cars on this road than any residential street.
Well,
if
I
there's
guess
30
the unheard voice.
Yep, no one hears truckers.
I wonder where these people are that own these. That one's got a bed! Oh my goodness.
And like 50 issues, back issues of Vanity Fair magazine.
Wow!
So
he looks more cultured than I am.
You're a big fan of Vanity Fair. Come to an underpass.
And his bed was made.
That man had a Space Jam jersey on. Starring Bill Murray. That guy likes to have fun with cartoons. I'll tell you what. That's a phrase that never needs to be uttered. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you
what.
What
will you tell me? Nothing.
And it's always after they tell you.
Yep.
They told you what.
Yep. It's in the past.
So shouldn't it be I told you what?
My stomach's trying to escape my body right now. This is awful.
It's the cats again.
It's the cat.
It's the cat.
All these cats inside. I got a leopard. Puma.
Oh, that's gotta
they're
be
fighting.
They can't be
all
good.
The time.
Or they're best friends.
Nope, I could feel them. They're fighting.
They're best friends, and then they hug each other.
They're
at night.
Fighting cats.
They sleep in a ball.
They purr at each other.
A big puma leopard ball.
They're both insomniacs.
Oh no,
it's awful.
That's no good.
They're always tired. They don't know where they are, and they're inside of me, and they are me.
They use you as a scratching post.
They do.
Screen.
Yeah. That man's wearing a robe, by the way.
Is he? No, he's not.
Nope.
He's wearing
it
a.
It looks like a robe.
Looks like a doc, like a butcher's.
That's a robe.
Coat.
I'm gonna go with robe. It makes me happier.
See, but a robe is made of terry cloth.
Not all robes. Silk robes.
Wait, robes don't have buttons.
Satin robes. No, they don't have buttons. That guy had buttons.
He had buttons.
No, he didn't have buttons. He can't
he
afford
had
buttons.
Buttons.
He's got a robe on.
He had one button. That's all he could get.
Fucking construction, man. Hey, guy, I'm doing a podcast. Get off your cell phone.
Ooh, Corned Beef Company.
Hey, bank. Isn't that exciting? Bank, Merle. There's a bank right there.
No, I like the corned beef.
You like the corned beef more than the bank? You have no priorities. You're not a capitalist.
I could be paid in corned beef.
Really? I can pay you in corned beef?
Yeah, it's good corned beef, though. I don't want shitty corned beef.
I'll just give you money.
So I can go buy my own corned beef. I've never really been down here to this nice
area. West Loop? This is the West Loop.
Well, this little, you know, with these little boulevard thingies in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been here a couple times, but I've never eaten in these fancy pants restaurants.
That's all I eat. I told you that. I eat fancy feast.
Yeah.
And fancy restaurants.
So you have an account at PetSmart,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
I am a loyal customer to PetSmart.
Credit.
I have brand loyalty to PetSmart. For me. I'll get my cat for my cat other places, but for my fancy for my fancy feasts, nothing but the best.
So I'm assuming you never eat your cat's food.
No, that's disgusting. Mm. How dare I? I'm a gentleman. That's a cat.
Do you eat it with a fork or you just get it on
a fork? I'm talking that commercial. A very nice lady comes over and she wears a ball gown every night.
Puts it in a crystal glass.
And I go, "Mow!" And it gives me food. And then it leaves. I don't pay it because I'm a cat. And on that note, we'll stop now. Hey everybody, here's Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel.
Who was in that? What was that song from? From a movie?
Movies. It's from the silver screen. That's how you know it. The silver screen. Peter Gabriel, one of the biggest artists of the 80s because of videos such as Sledgehammer.
He's in
a very, very important band called Genesis. And he released a lot of albums. Very, very successful albums. And then he disappeared for like 10 years. And he came back and he became a troll. Look at Peter Gabriel now. A troll ate the original Peter Gabriel and inhabits his body right now.
Oh, so it's like so this is the real Paul is dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Peter Gabriel is a troll. Just so you know. Oh, and on his live shows now, he uses, what's it called? When you lean on the thing, Job uses it in Arrested Development. Segway. He rides the
He rides a Segway?
He rides a Segway around the stage and wears a Garth Brooks style microphone.
How big is the damn stage?
He's a troll.
Though that's okay.
He's pretty small.
Did they make a special
His legs
one?
Are very weak. He used to lean on things.
Did they make a special
He's got a special troll Segway. For his goatee. He's got a goatee now, everybody.
He's
Peter
bald.
Gabriel.
He's
oh bald, yeah.
There's a really nice park.
Oh, there's children playing.
I wish I had a park like that when I was young.
Well, you had a shitty childhood.
I did.
That's why you have this job.
Oh, man. Those kids are going to grow up to be scientists.
Yep, they're
and
all
people
scientists.
People with real jobs.
Let's take away funding for science to show it to those kids. Now fix my lungs. These cats are trying to escape. That's why I smoke. I'm trying to kill the cats that are inside of me.
Oh, you're trying to smoke them out?
Literally.
Yeah.
Smoke them out. That's a pun Merle just did.
Yeah.
Is that a pun?
Yeah.
See, now, this man did the right thing. He saw me stop. He walked across the street. Good man.
He's wearing ill-fitting outfit.
A little bit too big on the pants, sir. He's a skinny gent. He don't wear skinny pants.
I saw someone yesterday with really large, suit pants, and he was wearing suspenders because I'm assuming he couldn't hold them up.
Was it me?
No. They were huge. They looked like clown pants.
Was it me?
No. He was a black man, so. Unless you
I don't. I might have been black.
Because you do have a puma inside.
I have a puma.
So, who knows?
Yeah, it's not racist if it's about cats.
What? Pumas are black.
I'm going to prove you wrong on Google.
That pumas aren't black.
You know what? I'm going to prove you wrong on Bing. It's the search engine with photos.
And then
Bing, everybody.
You'll open Bing up and
proud
it'll be a picture of a white puma.
Of the Jimmy Fallon show, Bing. Bing, 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 bing,
oh,
bing,
by
bing,
the way,
bing.
Did you watch the Emmys?
Nope. Emmy preview coming up. Wait, what song are we having? Why do we know this song? That's indie rock, everybody. White people with beards like indie rock. Did you know that?
And they play indie rock.
They play indie rock, too.
And sometimes...
They play indie rock. White people with beards play indie rock. I don't have a beard anymore. I have a mustache.
Which is the same.
No, it's not the same.
Yes!
No. I like folk music and murdering people in cargo vans. So
I see.
I'm good. That's why I do this job.
Because you get an easily accessible car.
Listen, listen. Yeah, that's right. It's not in my name. Like the wars. None of those wars are in my name. It's a reference to the organization Not In My Name, which is a protest organization.
All right.
Let's do our Emmy preview wrap-up.
Well, you didn't see it, but...
It happened.
It did.
The end. I watched the...
I watched
the opening on YouTube.
It was good.
It was okay.
I liked it. Although, I don't know why Kate Gosselin was in it.
Because she dances with the stars, and she's a really high-rated show.
I guess.
And because she hates children.
But it's funny, because no one likes her.
Yeah.
Like, there's the scene where she's like, I can do it, and they're like, no.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yet she still comes out and dances.
That was very funny. Very funny times that already happened. And I watched the Conan not winning part. That's the only parts I watched.
Okay.
You know what? Conan didn't deserve to win because the show wasn't that good.
Oh.
Well, it's true. It wasn't bad, but The Daily Show was way better.
Yeah.
And The Daily Show won.
Ferguson and also, won, but... someone noticed that there was more women up on the stage. I saw pictures of the years past, and it really like it.
Oh, in The Daily Show?
Yeah, there's pictures of when it's like 20 dudes going up to get the award, and then there'll be like 3 women, and then like 2 guys, and then another year will be 20 dudes again.
What was it this year?
It was a mix.
19 dudes and 3 women.
It was a mix of ladies. There was ladies in there.
Nice.
A girl with an oddly looking dress.
So that's cool because that's 2 parts of our show. One, we did talk about The Daily Show being accused of sexism. And 2, Wyatt Cenac from The Daily Show was on the very podcast you're listening to.
Ooh.
By the way, what the fuck is that water thing? That's amazing.
A water thing?
Do you see that? That's insane.
It's like,
hey, everybody, go to Monroe and Peoria on the corner. There's this amazing, like, mist architecture thingy. It's so cool.
If you don't have a shower, go
ahead. Yeah, those fucking kids with the blute should put down the goddamn instruments and walk through that.
We should trick.
Mandatory dirty, mist sessions.
Dirty, smelling hipsters.
Isn't it? No, that's not a hipster. That's a gutter punk.
No, but there's some that just don't shower.
Oh, yeah,
they ride their
bikes.
Yeah.
Those are called bad people.
Well, we should run them through that and pour a little soap in the mix. With the
Who's
mist.
Buying the soap, Merle? What money are we buying soap?
We'll just get some Dawn.
I gotta buy shaving cream to keep my mustache up.
Looking good.
And razors to kill women and men that I murder because I have this mustache. Mustache upkeep is very expensive. With all these bodies and trash bags I need to bury the bodies in the ocean like Dexter. A hit TV show on Showtime. Coming back, everybody. Dexter's coming back.
I think you just ruined most of that show.
I ruined everything.
Because I've never seen it, and now I know he buries fucking bodies in the ocean. Thanks a lot.
Well, you can't bury shit in the ocean. Listen. You didn't listen.
If you get one of those underground water
tunnel
diggers.
Yeah, every time Dexter kills somebody, it's like another oil spill. It takes years to plug up the hole. I'm surprised he hasn't been caught by now. Hey, Dexter, what are you doing? In a van, still in a van.
It's starting to smell less and less in here.
Oh, it's got to smell awful for you. I've been smoking all day.
Oh, no. It smells like these
the papers.
Things.
No, I didn't shower. I didn't have time to shower this morning.
Well, I don't smell that. I just smell whatever chemicals are on those papers.
A lot of chemicals right now. A lot of chemicals going on in this van.
Oh, there's dogs everywhere.
There is a dog and a baby and kids and bikes and a dog.
I was going to say, that's an Asian baby.
What? No, it's a white baby.
Kind of looked Asian.
Asian baby?
Got a bit of an Asian streak.
Those are the
in
best.
Asian streak.
Is that when Asian people have sex?
It's
put an Asian
streak
in you. Well, it's a man.
Oh,
a man.
It's only a
an
streak.
Asian man's penis is an Asian streak.
It's just a streak.
Yeah.
It's,
give
it's
me an Asian streak,
streak,
and that just means I want an Asian man inside of me. Give me an Asian
All
streak.
All right.
That guy's got a gut. Look at that guy's gut. Oh, look at that guy. He has a Buzz Aldrin haircut. So he's an alcoholic. Buzz Aldrin.
I like they're
famous.
All carrying the zipper folder thing.
I can't lose any of my documents. I don't know why I'm making fun of people. They seem like nice people.
I guess.
They aren't destroying the world, so that's nice.
How do you know?
I don't. They're currently not destroying the world. At least a lot. Maybe they are electronically. You're right. That lady seemed upset at that man.
She was mad.
This sounds like I'm a madman. Like that show Mad Men.
Do you think those two know each other? The fat man and the skinny lady?
Yeah, or else she's just talking to no one.
She could just be
crazy.
She
could have a Bluetooth on. Bluetooth! Did you know Earth Hour is on March 27th? By the way, this fucking billboard...
March 27th?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This billboard is never updated. It had an ad for the first football game of the season up for 11 months.
The Earth Hour? Well, the Earth Hour, I think it's always that day.
No, it's not. It's always on a Saturday.
Oh.
It changes every year.
They probably should have just said Saturday, well...
The third Saturday of the month every year.
They probably should have. That way they could have kept it up.
Yeah, why don't they have... Why isn't Earth Hour monthly?
Well, it really should be.
You know what?
Day.
It should be. You know, just turn off your lights, assholes. Use candlelight. Light a place down for once.
You know, every time I see somewhere called a snack shop, it makes me excited. Like, I want to go eat some snacks.
Oh, like, I'm going to go to the pool and get nachos.
No, it just sounds like, ooh, tasty snacks.
Usually it means drugs. That's usually what a snack shop means.
Whoa.
Yeah. Didn't you see The Wire?
No!
God! Everything I talk about relates to The Wire on a TV.
That could be an interesting situation I could get into.
Yeah.
Going into snack shops thinking there's just fries. Really, there's...
That sounds like an episode of Two and a Half Men, a show I've never seen. You probably like that show, don't you?
No.
You do like that show. You said it with shame. You like that show, don't you?
No.
Admit it!
I've watched it every once in a while, but
why
it's not
the best. Why do you
watch
it? God damn construction.
Because you'll watch just about anything when you don't have cable anymore.
That's not true. I don't have cable.
Well, I watch just about everything.
Well, I use the internet because I'm not an idiot.
Well, I don't have that.
I steal things from the internet.
I don't have internet,
I steal torrents and feelings.
Real desperate for television.
Yeah, there's a shortage of television nowadays.
But I
gotta watch the Emmys to figure out what's on cable and good.
Well, I kind of do. I didn't know there was a bunch of movies out.
Like what?
But I'd never heard of it.
What movies are coming out, Merle? Movie Corner Hour.
Well, no, this is the made-for-TV movie.
Oh, my God.
No, but, you know, like HBO Showtime ones.
Yeah.
Like Temple Grand Graydon.
The fuck is that?
About some autistic lady who got a doctorate.
Whatever. She's smart. I get it.
She's an autistic.
Road closed bullshit.
I like that guy just sitting on the pole there.
He's just posing on a run. He's on a run, everybody. I gotta pose.
But she invented the hug machine.
The fuck is the hug machine? Harpo Studios, everybody. We're near Oprah.
Oh, I watched her this morning.
The dog. The
that
Oprah
was a repeat.
Winfrey show. What the hell is her like, what is that thing?
It's an O.
That's supposed to be an O?
It's a never-ending O. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That's weird. Do you think when she dies, there's going to be statues of Oprah?
Holy shit.
Everywhere?
The world will be filled with tears.
You like Oprah.
I don't mind her. I don't hate her.
You love Oprah.
I don't follow her, though.
On Twitter? Do you follow Oprah on Twitter?
No.
At Oprah?
But I don't... Like, if she tells me to go eat something, I don't go eat it.
Oh, wow. You're a rebel. You don't listen to every word Oprah says.
I don't.
You just wait. You will.
I'd like to go on her show, but only when there's free things.
You don't think we're going to get on Oprah?
Well,
I think
considering
we got
this is her last season.
I think we got a real good shot to get on Oprah.
If we can do it within her
What
her
can we do
season?
To get on Oprah?
Kill someone.
I am a murderer!
Oh, well, you got to get caught, though.
I don't want to get caught.
Well,
then
that's
a shitty
the only
murderer.
Way.
I'm not a bad murderer. I'm a good murderer! That's possible, right?
A good murderer?
Should I park?
Like Dexter?
Like Dexter, TV show.
You could park in front of people.
Oh, no, that's just mean. I'm only
like
a murderer. I'm not a bad driver. That's a thing, right? Not a murderer,
hey, look,
just a bad
it's,
driver.
It's you, but not really.
Oh, it's
bear.
A wolf and a man and a... Yeah, it's a wolf man.
The head is in the man.
That is me, but that's the shittier version of me. I'm a cat.
Yeah, you're a cat.
Is a wolf a type of cat?
No.
Type of dog?
It's a dog.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bear.
Either way, the same type of... I'm a cat, everybody. I'm a cat.
The thing is...
Some ladies at the door, Merle.
That's me.
Ladies at the door. I gotta watch out. Don't want to get hit by a car. Driving safe.
Meadowbrook Egg Company.
Yep.
Wonder if they make eggs.
Nope. Can't make eggs.
Do they paint eggs?
They paint eggs all day long. They just paint them. They don't sell them either.
They just keep them all in
You there. Pay them.
Because there's only a receiving end.
Yeah, there's no shipping. And they ingest them. So they eat all of the eggs that they paint. It seems pointless, but it's not.
Yeah, they like it.
That lady's got hoop earrings. She's got a lot going on in her ear section.
Kugel.
Kegel.
Poultry and meats.
Kegel, poultry and meats. Kegel, poultry and meats. That's a theme song
There's so much stuff around here.
I know. Sam's Meat. Wait, why do they feature Vienna?
He proudly features.
They feature another meat company. That's
because you can probably buy them there.
Oh, that makes sense. I like your reasoning. Oh, I was I got cut off today by somebody with a George Bush sticker on their
Of course, right?
Not of course.
Wait, was it George Bush, the first one or the second one?
No, W04, so it was the re-election campaign.
Which it'd be great if it was the first one.
Yeah.
The first George Bush.
On a new car. Like, I just like retro bumper stickers. I really don't know what this means. I think it's fascinating to see anyone in Chicago with a fucking George Bush
sticker. Well, you know, there are some.
I mean, no, there's not. Always. They're not real to me. Whatever. That was just mean and political. Vote McCain, 08. Hey, this song's about blackface. Ha ha ha, Black and Black, I made a dumb joke. That song's only 30 years old, everybody. From the soundtrack to Iron Man 2. You like that movie, Iron Man 2? Did you see that movie?
Are
it ain't
sure
good.
Was it in the first one?
No, AC/DC did the whole soundtrack for the second one. Yeah. Because there's only so many times you need to hear Back in Black. And the answer is 400. You need to hear it 400 times.
Oh, I thought it was Iron Man. Isn't that their big? Because it's Iron Man.
No, that's Sabbath.
Iron Man.
That's
no, but I'm
Black
saying.
Sabbath. No, that song was actually never played in the movie with lyrics. Which
isn't
I thought was neat.
The first one in the credits.
No, it's not. He never says I am. Like, they never have the I am Iron Man thing. They just have the music.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't listen.
Apparently not.
Nope. You don't care about Black Sabbath. The band, Black Sabbath, everybody. Black Sabbath, a metal band. One of the first from England.
Hey, Streetwise.
Streetwise.
Great.
Is a publication. Fucking road closure again. Well, that's good.
No wonder I keep smelling meat.
They're fixing the roads.
It's everywhere.
Our favorite Janet Davies show did a profile on that meat place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She wore a leather suit to the meat place.
She did not.
When are we going to be on 190 North, Janet Davies? Hurry up. Hurry up and cover us. We got to get on Oprah. And we got to do your shit first. We know the hierarchy.
Well, yeah, because if we're on Oprah, then we don't want to do 190
North. Yeah, fuck
North.
You. Once we're on Oprah, I'm killing everybody and I'm getting away with it. That's my plan for Oprah. I got
to kill her?
No, I love O. You can't kill O. Her friend's Gail.
She's like the Highlander. It's true. She's not going to die. Are you kidding me?
Maybe she is the Highlander. Maybe Highlander is in, the first authorized autobiography of Oprah.
Story about her.
Story about Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, you are my wife. Oprah Winfrey, she gave me a knife.
When do you think she's going to marry Stedman?
Once I kill Gail.
Oh, okay. Gail.
She doesn't want her as the maid of honor.
Yeah, Gail's the one holding them apart.
Yep. She doesn't want Gail as the maid of honor.
And Gail wants to marry Oprah, that's why.
I don't blame her, because O is a catch. You
that's
know, you gotta,
true.
You gotta watch your property sometimes. There's a reason why you have locks
she loves
on doors.
Dogs.
Gail?
No.
Or Oprah?
Oprah.
She breeds
she's
dogs.
She's a great catch.
She's literally catches dogs on her off days. She goes around town with an old school net. She's like, I'm a purist. I don't want to use darts. But I don't know.
Does she wear a white suit? With a cap?
She wears sensible clothing. Mostly from J. Crew. But it's all like not real J. Crew stuff. It's cut to her.
Yeah, it's special
it's, she's
J.
got
Crew
like
made.
Tailors. She's like, make me look like J. Crew. She's like, you can just buy J. Crew. She's like, shut the fuck up. I am Oprah.
Do they make J. Crew in her size?
Yeah.
I don't know. She fluctuates.
Did you know that all J. Crew is based on Oprah's size at the moment?
No.
Yeah, it changes all the time. So if you have J. Crew at home, your clothes, it's kind of like Harry Potter's newspaper. It's always getting bigger and smaller based on Oprah's
based
weight.
Based on Oprah's
fluctuating. And Oprah's not even made of pounds of, like, food. She's not like you and me.
What is she made of?
She's not made of that. She's made of diamonds.
Oh, wow.
All of her insides are diamonds. Diamonds weigh a lot. Oprah's not fat. She's really rich. And she eats gold bars.
She's of a good quality.
So most of her weight comes from her gold bars.
Wow, imagine when she dies and they crack her open like
they a can't banana. Crack her open. That's the thing. She's the Highlander.
Oh, and she's made of diamonds.
Yeah, she can't. You can't crack open a diamond with gold inside. You're an idiot. True. You don't know anything about Oprah's insides.
Forgot.
Her and Stedman never had sex. Did
well,
because you know
he would be hurt by her.
He would
diamonds.
Be hurt by her diamond insides. Yeah.
I wonder if she uses, like, a diamond polish. She just eats diamond polish.
No, she eats gold bars.
Covered in diamond
nope,
polish.
Nope, no diamond polish.
But she's gotta get all shiny in there.
You never... See, that's the thing. When you never look inside of a thing, you don't know how it is. It's like a... It's a vacuum, you know?
You know what? It's covered in gold.
Like, it's like, what do you weigh in outer space? You weigh nothing! That's Oprah. On Earth. That's that. You know that?
Wow.
Yeah. I thought everyone knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm behind on the times.
That's not her Wikipedia page, but that's in the movie Highlander, which is based on her life. Oh, and the movie Blood Diamond is also about her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's those two combined. Most people don't know Blood Diamond is a sequel to Highlander.
Oh,
not
oh,
Highlander
okay.
2. Highlander 2 is just a totally different movie.
Yeah.
It happens to be called Highlander
like
2.
Like Evil Dead?
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Like that, where they...
Kind of
totally
like
different.
That. Not exactly like that.
Okay.
Because it's Oprah. And it's a one of a kind. It's a fucking diamond.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, train. There was a train.
What train was that, Dino?
That was the Green Line. We are currently in the section that was filmed. When I say filmed, it was actually green screen. For the wonderful music video series, Hip Hop Bra, you might call it, Trapped in the Closet.
Really?
Yeah, that's the...
Wow.
He gets pulled over under the green line, everybody. Under the green line.
And this is quite a... All those...
Oh, it's very dramatic when he gets pulled over.
There's poles there.
Because he thinks he's going to get pulled over because he has the package.
Oh, I haven't seen
have
this
you not? Oh, you haven't seen Trapped in the Closet? Okay, here's
no,
what
No, I
happens.
Have, but I haven't seen this episode.
You haven't seen the second part of it? Did you see 1 through 12?
Yes.
Did you see 13 through, I think, 26?
No.
Ooh, there's a package.
Oh, goodness.
The package hasn't been revealed. It's AIDS, by the way. They haven't revealed it, but it's AIDS. R. Kelly has AIDS, and he got AIDS by fucking women that are underaged.
Oh.
So that's not really a joke. That's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an autobiography as well about him. R. Kelly will also never die because evil will live on forever.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
He's not like the Highlander.
Is he a robot?
Yeah.
Robots live forever.
With a lot of pee-pee. Okay, we're back. What's on the radio? That's boring. That's boring. I like that song. I can't make fun of that.
No, what that was?
That's just
was
a
it?
Good song. I don't know either. I liked it though. I'm a big fan of that song, everybody. Figure out that song. Use your Shazam app.
Was that even enough?
I probably don't think so.
I don't think that was enough to figure it out.
Good luck, fucker.
If you know it, email us.
Email us at dexter@dexter.com. I bet that is an email.
It probably is.
Smith. Yeah, I'm busy right now. Hold on. Hey, there's a guy washing a truck. I am glad I don't have his life. His life is, I don't know how his life is. But I'm sure it's fine. I just don't want it for myself.
There's a car seat outside.
And I think I'm going to kill myself and bury myself in this car seat, everybody. So stay tuned for that.
How do you bury yourself when you're dead?
I'm a cat.
Figure it out later.
I'm a cat. Bumper music in a van. We had a raffle.
We did.
We had a raffle, and it was fun-ish. It was okay. Just okay. It was just okay. That's it. The end. Move on. We had a lot of great sponsors, and every single thing that we had to give away was well-received, which was nice.
Yeah, they loved it.
We didn't have to worry about that problem, potentially. We should name all of them, but I forgot most of them.
Really?
Well, no, I remember all of them. Bucket of Blood was a record store in Logan
Books
Square.
And records.
Logan Square, great store. Go there. Another record store, Permanent Records. That was both of these were highly hot gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Ukrainian Village. We also had Odd Obsessions, which is a great film. Odd Obsessions is a store about Moby. That Merle. About Merle. Holy shit, there's a whole community right now. We're driving through a homeless community. Everybody feel bad about life because there's homeless people and you didn't do anything to help.
Well,
okay.
They have mattresses and things.
Back on track after that sadness. Now it's going to be hard to get back. Speaking of homeless, we also had food to give away. Gift tickets come from Costello's. Mm-hmm. That was very good. We had...
Ty Linda.
We had that. What else did we have? We had a lot. We had shows at the Beat... No, not the Beat Kitchen.
Bottom Lounge,
which is way better than the Beat Kitchen. Go to Bottom Lounge. Never go to Beat Kitchen. Come to the Hungry Brain, everybody, at 2319. Bottom Lounge, great shows. Thank you to Bottom Lounge. What else did we have? We had Riot Comedy, which was awesome.
Comedians You Should Know.
We had a lot of stuff.
Chicago Outfit.
Roller Derby. Yay, Roller Derby. I think their next belt is September 11th. Never forget Roller Derby.
And I'm going.
September 11th.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
September 11th, 9-11.
9-11. Never forget. Roller Derby's not 9-11. That's how you remember the date. You just say, never forget. Every single time you have to say it. You say, never forget 9-11. Roller Derby night. At Chicago Outfit thing. What else do we have? We had a lot. We gave away some Jeffrey Brown stuff. Mm-hmm. We gave away some Stephanie Keenard stuff. Mm-hmm. Man, it was a good... Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
They ate that shit up. They literally ate hot dogs and then shit out the food. Because that's what bodies do. Unless you're ill and reject food. Then you throw up the food. So one of those two things happened with our hot dogs winners. Congratulations, winners. You're the real winner. Can I tell you something?
What's that?
I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Because before, it's a callback, Merle. That's what a callback is.
No, it was let me tell you.
Let me, dad damn it!
Tell you what?
I was going to say god damn it, but it mixed with dag nabbit. And it had that, I don't know what I just said. Listen, this is the point.
There's a lot of trees in this street.
That's the point, okay?
It's very tree-y.
A lot of trees. It's a nice little area.
It is.
It's an artist area.
A lot of trees and weird sculptures, all rusty.
That, where we just drove by right now, that's where they do the thing that I covered on the podcast.
The thing that they...
But I'm very tired. Drink and draw at Sputnik Press. I love Sputnik Press. It's
awesome. Drink and draw. Yes, I've heard about that.
Fucking awesome time. Every single guy I know, not women, because women don't have a problem meeting people. Every single woman I know, man, I know, you should be at Drink and Draw every month that they do it because it's the nicest group of people with pretty girls, idiots.
Whoa.
Go. It's BYOB. And they also have booze. There's no reason for you not to be there. Don't be an idiot. Go to Drink and Draw. Sponsors? Thanks, sponsors. Song is about murdering a woman with a gun in your mansion because you're crazy. That's what that song is about.
There's a lot of murder in this
Phil Spector
podcast.
Phil Spector. Well, if there wasn't a lot of murder in the podcast, it really wouldn't be a podcast. It would just be an internet radio thing.
It wouldn't be a you, me, them, everybody
exclusive
podcast.
I love when people say exclusive because it ain't exclusive, idiot. It comes out. It's for the public, idiot.
John and I...
John, that's your boyfriend. That's former Moby, John. former Moby.
We were thinking of costumes, and we were trying to, for Halloween, and we were thinking of what could he wear with big hair. And I suggested,
Phil Spector. You don't look, he's too nice and not crazy.
I suggested the Phil Spector.
Your boyfriend's far from crazy. That's your problem, Merle. Your boyfriend's not nearly crazy enough to be, and that's a problem if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm crazy, and
you're
he was not crazy.
You're not crazy.
If we were both crazy together, it wouldn't match.
Neither of you are crazy, okay? You're nice people. You're not crazy at all. You're not crazy.
Talk about cats and
No, that's me.
Body.
I'm crazy. I'm not crazy either.
We're boring people.
That's what people who are crazy say.
No. Shut fuck that. The people that are homeless and have a lot of chemicals imbalances. That sucks. That's crazy. I'm just tired. I'm very rational.
Brothers, friends of the elderly.
That's so
interesting. Weird.
Little brothers, friends of the elderly. Maybe that's just a sign saying what that guy is. My little brother is a friend of the elderly. And this
just
is
to let you know.
FYI, the end. That's all that means. We're going to drive by the festival grounds for North Coast Fest again.
Or apparently I'm going to, well...
Well, here's the thing. We have press for it. But press doesn't entail anything except entry.
Well, which is fine.
No, it's not.
Well, you know.
I want my four-course Fancy Feast meal. I have four courses, by the way. Yeah. Very small cans.
Do you get the appetizers?
Yes. I'm not a rube. Of course. That lady is there with a ball gown. She deserves four courses of amusement and abuse. That's what a date is with me. Four courses of amusement and abuse.
And Fancy Feast.
Yeah, that's what the dinner is. You don't get to eat, by the way. You eat real people food, which I find disgusting.
Well, that's nice
you
of
can
you.
Eat chicken pot pies from Boston Market.
Ooh.
The place you want to be.
Did you see one? Is that why you
passed
that up?
One, I think, 8 hours earlier.
Oh.
I think I passed one. 8 hours ago.
I haven't eaten there.
I've moved
in a long
on.
Time.
I'm done with that.
Maybe
I don't
we should
that.
Go to White Fence Farm while we're in this van.
We should have. There's none in the city.
Too bad there's not any.
Fritz and I were looking for an Arby's for a while. But
really?
There was none on our route.
How is there none? That's
they're,
crazy.
Because they're on the loop.
Oh.
They're in the loop or in the suburbs, and we already were out of the suburbs.
Oh.
We're in the west side of Chicago, not the best side of Chicago.
There's a White Fence Farm on Harlem.
Yeah, that's in Riverside.
But yeah, it's far.
Yeah.
And I heard it's not very good.
That's the only one I've been to. I'm sorry, I've just silenced you of my lack of White Fence Farm. Yeah. By the way, that song was The Righteous Brothers, everybody.
Oh, was it?
Two white guys that sound like black guys. They're good. Good guys.
Did you know that the Lovin' Spoonful is white guys?
Yeah.
I didn't know
I'm
that.
I'm not an idiot. Of course I knew that. I Google everything as soon as I hear about it. No, I Bing it. I Bing everything.
And they have that song, Good Lovin'. Right. Is that them?
Oh, it's all of them. That's not a photo, so I don't know about it. I only know about how bands look, not how they sound. That's what's most important in life.
Good
Lady Gaga.
What I need. Yeah, they're white guys.
Yeah, they sound white.
Oh, I didn't think so.
That sounded racist.
Alice
Grill's great.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's very good.
Never been there.
Very good. They have a funny sign. It says, sorry, we're open.
Oh.
They have a sense of humor.
Are they open 24
and
hours?
They sound like Tim Grimes.
Yeah, you do. Sorry. I love that that's a big running joke. Making the Tim Grimes voice.
Tim Grimes.
And it immediately makes everyone crack up.
I'm going to get nude. That really hurts my voice.
Oh, there's a pumped up green...
What?
Shell of a man
is over there. There's a shell of a man over there.
No, it looked like a big air-conditioned... fallout shelter.
Well, that's just odd.
It looked like a inflatable
fallout
shelter.
Hey, that man gave up in life, and that's why he's dressed like that. Past a man in khaki shorts, tall white socks, loafers.
Oh, no.
And a hat that's not placed correctly. He's about 60 to 75.
Oh.
Gave up. Waiting
Maybe
for the
he just doesn't
bus.
Know how.
Nope. I think he knew how. Gave up. That woman's wearing a dress that she's trying to show off side boob to ignore face, front face. I'm getting mean. I'm sorry, lady. I take it away. I'm sure your face is just fine. A just fine face. For coffee! Just fine case coffee. Hey, Merle, we gotta get some justcoffee.coop to sponsor us. Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah, I got your
Did you get my
text.
Email, my texting?
I was
I'm
like,
texting a lot now.
I was like, it's because you just want coffee.
No. It's because I think it would go well for the podcast.
Because people drink coffee while they listen to our podcast.
I think a lot of people listen to podcasts at work.
I imagine they sit in their plush sofa.
Ooh!
Listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. With a hot cup of joe.
Oh, my girlfriend will never listen to this show. She hates when I do voices.
That was a voice.
I sound like a dick. The last, like, 8 episodes, I'm just talking like this. Everything sounds like a song. She hates me. I don't blame her. I hate her, too. They did the Marc Maron podcast, and they tried to work with Smodcast before. Those are pretty big, so if we get a bag of coffee, that'd be great.
Well,
I just think it'd be good to give away at the brain because it ties in with alcohol. To me, alcohol and coffee goes together.
That's right.
One's for the daytime and one's for the night.
Yeah, I saw you had coffee on the last live show. I was wondering when you were going to Irish it up.
Did I have a coffee at the last live show?
Yes, you had a
cup. No, I have a mug. I have a mug. I have a mug.
You had I call it a cup of coffee.
No, there was water in that.
Oh, really? Yeah, there was coffee?
So, usually there is, but I didn't have time to brew any coffee. I think it was out.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
It looked dark in there.
Oh, that's just a dirty cup of water. I think I'm entering
water.
The wrong way, by the way.
Yeah.
But so is that other guy, so it's fine.
That guy's just blocking
being a
them.
Dick. Being real dickish. I'm going to turn around and maybe kill a man. Because I'm a murderer of my mustache.
No, that's, yeah. Or does your mustache murder?
Well, they're murder. I wear it, so it really does the murdering. But it kind of controls me, kind of like Oprah's goal.
Jumps off your face and murders people.
Did you know City Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's Goal, is also about Oprah?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because they are searching for
this. Yeah, it's about Oprah.
They're searching for the gold bars that
Yulee's Goal, about Peter Fonda, not about Oprah. Not every gold film's about Oprah.
Okay.
Some films that aren't about gold at all are about Oprah. The movie Snow Dogs is about Oprah.
Did they, now, Yulee's Goal, did they try to make it about Oprah, but she didn't allow it?
No. Peter Fonda's a racist.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true. I hope not. Peter Fonda, all apologies. I think you're dead. Yeah? I think he's dead?
I think so.
I think he's dead. Peter Fonda from the grave.
Well, apologies.
Not sorry. You're dead. I don't care.
For the Fonda family.
I'm not. Well, maybe. Maybe the Fonda
Jane
family.
Fonda.
Jane did a lot of workouts.
Wait, is Jane his sister or something?
Daughter, right?
Are you
cousins?
Sure? I don't know.
Brosifs? They're a Brosif.
Brosifs?
I think they're Brosifs. I'm not sure. I think they're Brosifs. What, you don't know if they're Brosifs? I
don't know if they're Brosifs.
I think they're Brosifs. Broheims? They're Brohymen. They're Brohymen. Remember the word bro?
I just
said it again. Guess who's tired? Me. I'm tired.
On how many times you said bro in one podcast.
No, in one podcast, yes.
It'll be the Guinness. Call Guinness.
Guinness. I drank a lot of Guinness before the live show on Monday night. I had
Could
two.
Could that also be a record?
I had two in 20 minutes. And then I didn't drink for 2 hours, which was stupid because I was feeling good and then was aware after the alcohol wore off
what I was doing.
Thanks, alcohol dependency. You work. It's great. I love it. But that's my bank. It's awful. Hey, everybody, MB. Don't bank at MB. Don't bank at MB. That attractive woman has a giant Adam's apple. That's a dude.
Which one?
The one with the Adam's apple.
Oh, I didn't see. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at necks.
That's the first thing I check on a woman, on her neck.
Her Adam's apple?
Her teeth and neck.
What if she just has a pronounced Adam's apple, and it just because she's got
a... She has a penis. Huge pee-pee.
Maybe because she's got a very thin skin.
I don't want any Asian streaks in me. Yet.
Have some more Guinness, then we'll talk.
I'm driving. I never take advantage of drinking and driving.
Why would you?
It's awesome.
Oh, good Lord.
There's no Lord. But there is Guinness in drinking and driving. I can prove that in 20 minutes. It's going to take a while to park. That's why it's going to take so long. You don't want to talk about God and politics every conversation, Esmeralda? You think it isolates people? It makes people initially hate us and then definitely hate us? I think you're right.
I'm really smart.
I think I should stay away from these topics, but I'm too dumb not to.
What's that place called?
Dine?
Or Pine?
No, it's Dine.
Or
Spine. Spine. It's Spine. It's Spina Bifidus. Yep.
They sell Coronas there. The Spina Bifidus.
You know what? Fuck Cheese Club. Let's get Intelligentsia. I like their coffee more. And I see a sign for them, so it makes more sense to me.
Okay. Well, all these ladies.
These ladies are going to die one day. We all are going to die, so it's no big deal.
It's just
fine, ladies. Live your life. And let's listen to the Righteous Brothers. Oh, that didn't work. It's a commercial. Fuck it. Clicker. clicker, clicker, clicker. There's a turn signal on. That's me. That's me. I just wrote 8 B-52 songs right now. 8 is the magic number.
I think I heard one today in the Old Navy about wigs.
Why are you in Old Navy? Oh, you're doing a promo.
Yeah, and I wanted to go see. They had clearance items.
Ooh, yeah, because I want to have shitty clothes.
Hey, I have some stuff that's lasted.
Shitty. Shitty, 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 shitty clothes.
Very bright. Is that a man in that white suit? Is that a statue?
It's a statue.
He's wearing a white suit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's a statue. That's a statue of someone playing Frisbee on the corner of Jefferson and Monroe.
It's a creepy looking statue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It comes alive.
It's like in a jumpsuit.
It comes alive at night. It just does calisthenics, though, so it's not that exciting. He's got to be in shape to stand and never eat.
That's true, and hold a Frisbee forever.
That pose is difficult, so he has to do workout. He stretches a lot. No heavy weights, a lot of calisthenics. That's a tough word to spell, everybody. Calisthenics. Try it at home. Calisthenics.
Calisthenics.
C. That's it. Maybe K? No, it's definitely C.
No, it's C.
With an A. There's an A in there.
C-A-L.
S-T-H is in there. Maybe. Aesthetic. I-C-S? Figure it out. I think I've said all the letters. You put them together. It's a puzzle.
It's a jumble.
We just did a word jumble. Audio style. Not everything works audio style, I'm learning. Not everything. Most things don't. Most, if not all things, don't work in an audio podcast. That Aerosmith song, Back in the Saddle?
Yes.
I heard that about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, did you? Did you enjoy it?
Nope, not at all. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of Aerosmith. I got controversial statements to say.
What does Aerosmith even mean? What is that word?
A great question.
What is that word? Where'd they get it from? No answer?
I don't know.
No answer, answer man?
No, I'm trying to decode the word. I think it just means bandanas and coke. But a lot of things mean... Does Jimi Hendrix also mean bandanas and coke? That's probably a good band name, bandanas and coke. Bandanas. Or bananas and coke.
Bananas and coke.
It's a kids band.
Oh, that's nice.
Bananas and coke. And then when they're adults, bananas and coke just means dildos and cocaine. And they tour with Asian Highlights.
Oh.
Is it Asian Highlights? Asian Thunder?
Asian Highlights.
Asian Lightning?
What?
Why did we say Asian...
Streak?
Asian Streaks!
Oh, I was like, what?
You're the racist one now. Because you clarified that. Bumpy ride, Merle. Getting ready for Moby, I see. It's getting mean.
Oh, God.
No. Anyways, do you want me to get you an interview with him or what?
I don't.
Yes or no?
No.
Why?
So what am I going to ask him?
Whatever you've wanted to ask him for years.
I don't really want to.
Whoa, holy shit. That's a,
can I come hang out with you? That's about it.
You just gate, like, your open mouth.
Gaw at him. Is that a word?
No.
No.
Nah, no.
Gaw. G-A-W.
Gaw? Well, I don't know if it's a word.
Gaw. It's probably Chinese.
That's, yeah, but when you say a word, you have to refer to a language.
I know. I always think just go, like mouth open.
Yeah. I mean, is aw a word? Like, aw.
No.
Because if that's a word, well, then gaw isn't a word. I'm probably wrong on all of this.
Gaw, folks. Email us.
Gaw. I like how we're going to read your emails with less effort to use Bing, a search engine that has photos.
Are they giving us money?
Bing.
Is Bing?
No, they don't give us money. No one gives us money. I'm poor. That was my impression of me.
Super fun.
Super fun?
No, super fund. I just saw a place called Super Fund.
Super fund, everybody. Super fund. Oh, fuck me. In the face. Face fucking. Hellcats. I've seen about 50 ads maybe today for Hellcats.
Yeah,
I'm younger than all of them.
It's going to get canceled real quick.
I don't know about that. We can catch on.
It looks stupid.
Yep.
And they're promoting it way too much, which means that no one cares.
I would disagree completely. You can't promote something too
well,
much.
Well, we'll see.
Can you promote something too much?
Yes.
What?
It's overkill. But they're promoting it so much because if it was if people were already like, oh, I want to see that.
I don't know.
They wouldn't have to advertise so much.
I don't know. It's a good question that I've posed.
Ooh, Rock of Ages with Constantine.
Yeah.
It's from American Idol.
Oh, the American Idol. I'm on that show. Hey, Merle.
Yeah.
Are we recording? We're recording. Hey, we're still recording. Awesome. Beautiful sunset for those listening.
Know.
Holy shit.
Imagine
I think
sunset.
I'm going to tweet this sunset.
It's beautiful.
Holy shit. That's not a lane, dude. We're still in the van.
it's beautiful with the Whole Foods in front of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to hotels to find Moby.
Oh, and they have Michael. He might be here.
He
I should
might
look
be
on his
here.
Twitter and where he is.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
I do.
Why don't you?
I don't read them so much because...
He's not a good tweeter, is he?
Well, I just don't read Twitters because it's so much. And
I love Twitter.
I got Roger Ebert as a Twitter, and that just takes up half my day if I'm going to try to read Twitters.
You know, there's 140 characters in there.
He tweets
a
lot.
There's not that many characters.
He tweets
a
lot.
Not a lot to worry about.
They gotta hit on links.
You don't have to.
Well,
do you click on every link you see?
Almost.
That's how you get viruses. Same with dating people. You don't just date everyone. You'll get a lot of viruses.
I thought you did. That's how it works.
That's how it works. You play in the field. Play in all the fields ever.
If you get a virus, well, you've lived.
Beautiful suns. Ew, look at the buildings. That's a great sunset. I'm going to tweet the shit out of this.
I might read it. Probably
Maybe.
Not.
You probably won't. You might click on the link, though, without reading it. Why is there a sunset?
I probably won't read it because it'll, by the time I get to it.
It'll be too late. Roger will have 50 tweets.
I know, we will.
About it.
God, you think I'm lying.
Not a fan of cabbies, by the way. Cabbies, don't be a dick.
They can't.
Stop
it's
being a
nature.
Dick, cabbie. I don't know. Eh, whatever.
There we are.
Yeah, we're here. Oh, you got nervous there. You didn't know what I was doing.
Because I looked down
weird.
And then you stopped.
Well, yeah, I wanted to get the valet. Hey, guy, we're going to be best friends. We're playing Can I Find a Bathroom Soon? It's a fun game that involves me finding a bathroom soon.
It manned good, it manned badly.
Either way, it's going to end poorly for you.
Wet pants, dry pants.
Wet pants, dry pants.
Should be
pants,
called Wet Pants, Dry Pants. Rather than where
it's
to find
a menopause game. Wet pants, dry pants.
Oh, look, the circuit court.
That's pretty. Circuit court's pretty. There. I haven't tweeted the sunset yet, and it's almost over.
Did they cover the building?
What do you mean?
It looks like the front of the building has a cover on
you
it.
You know, I've never been around here besides deliveries.
I've never been here.
Yeah.
That's an odd looking.
I feel like I've seen every neighborhood in this city in the last day, and I will see the rest of it in the next 2 days.
Wow.
That's a lot of podcasting coming up, folks.
Well, look at those laser lights.
Whoa, that's shitty. What is that place?
For what?
Pink Monkey.
Oh, it's the strip club.
I'm going to see some tits, but not really. No, wait, do they serve alcohol?
I don't know.
Because if you serve alcohol,
we'll ask Igor.
No
he goes
booze.
There.
Oh, that's sad.
He should switch his money up.
I'm sad.
For Pink Money Dollar.
All right, here's the thing. Here's my new podcasting idea. If you're a listener to the podcast, you go to strip clubs. Take all that money you're going to go to strip clubs.
Give it to us.
And here's what we're going to do with that money. We're going to help you. We're going to make you a better person. When I say a better person, I'm not promising you to get laid. I'm not promising you a hand job. I'm not going to buy you any hand jobs. Nathan Rabin. Because he talked about that in the show.
He did.
What I'm promising to do is have a conversation with you, an in-depth, very lengthy conversation that we can record for posterity's sake, and talk about why you like strip clubs so much, and maybe figure out a different route to see breasts. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with strip clubs, even though there obviously is. I'm saying that we deserve your money more. Not that these women or men don't deserve money. They do deserve money. What I'm getting at is I have to find a bathroom. I don't know where to look.
Wet dry.
Wet pants dry, pants dry. I'm going to start driving like a cabbie, which is bad. I'm going to start badly driving. Does Dominic have bathrooms?
Yes. Already suggested a Jewel.
Okay, Jewel and Dominic's are different. I like Dominic's because Phil Pogorzowski from The Shuffle, everybody. The
Someone
movie,
was
the
drinking
Shuffle.
Hot chocolate.
No, it was coffee.
Well, he spilled it.
Coffee. Oh, no. I spilled the most watery coffee possible.
That smells like chocolate.
Oh, good. So it was a good thing. Oh, oh, it's an old school Domino's logo. So everybody, come check out old school Domino's logo. Domino's Pizza logo. Hong Kong design. Delight. Hong Kong Delight is here. Cartridge World is here. Holy shit. I hope they have a working restroom that isn't disgusting. Cleaners. Radio Shack. If I stop talking, I pee my pants. Wet pants, dry pants. Jason's Deli. I wonder if it's Jason Mikula. Maybe Jason Michnick. I know a lot of Jasons. Jason Toth. That's three Jasons, everybody. Three Jasons.
There's a cart in the middle of the street.
Good
there,
people. All no those Jasons. Good. Good people. Hey, Jasons. How you guys doing? It's a shout out to the Jasons. The Jason. Jason Voorhees was a serial killer in a movie. Yeah,
Voorhees.
He's a plural Voorhees. Oh, my God.
Of the Voorhees family.
Just a quick note, the more stickers you have on your car, the more emblems you have on the car, the less power you have. Think about it. Yeah. Secret Service. Blank. Nothing. Police. 2-3 things. Security guards. 40 things. The entire back windshield is full. Fucking move. I'm not gonna hit a pregnant lady because you pieces of shit. I have to use the restroom. Stop wearing a Bluetooth device. World, you look insane. Holy shit. There's a bald guy. There's a lady in a green dress. Lady in a green... This is an awful song, and I apologize.
The pregnant woman had an awful-looking man on her arm.
You hate pregnant women and married women, don't you?
No, I said the man. He was an awful-looking man.
Yeah, but you hate pregnant women.
I don't hate them.
Do you like them?
I don't.
So you hate them.
Well, it's on a case-by-case basis.
Fuck me. This is awful.
Why just park?
Because I want to be able to just pull out because the van's so big. And I'd rather walk. Know. What?
Well, if you do that, you know what's going to happen?
Wet pants, dry pants.
Someone's going to park in front of you, and then you won't be able to do
you
it.
You see what I'm talking about? Like this.
Oh, I see.
And then hit a van. We made it. Let's see if there's a working restroom, people. I'm going to tweet a thing.